Good morning, folks, and happy Friday. This is Mark Call. We got David Justice online this morning. Going to talk about what is going on in a world where I guess there's just no hiding it anymore. The intent is, as we've said for quite a while, to kill as many people as possible. David, it seems like the more we see of what's going on, the more bold, the more bald-faced, the more undeniable it is that it's not just the lying, it's not just the cheating, it's not even just the killing. It's the intent to do a whole hell of a lot more of it. And I use that word because we are literally headed to a hell on earth, and everything about us and around us says they're not even hiding that either. So I'll say good morning. Let's talk about a whole lot of stuff today. How are you doing?
Well, I'm good, and there is good news and there's bad news, and it's all inside the silver lining of a dark cloud if we're willing to look at it. You know, Scripture tells us that all things work together for good for those that love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. The world is showing its full hand. And I believe it's because they've been exposed, and they've been exposed so badly, and they've lost control of the narrative, and so they've given up on attempting to control the narrative, and so now they're running to the finish line. They don't care if we see what they're doing. They don't care now what the people think. They know they've been caught. And the only way they can get this done is to just go for it and let the chips fall where they will. So we're watching what has been hidden. There's nothing that is hidden that won't be made known, nothing that is concealed that won't be revealed. We're living in that time now where finally the truth is coming out about their narrative, and we're realizing that they don't have nearly as much control as they would like, and they're going to have to step up their use of force, which then has the result of waking even more people up. So it's a catch-22 for them. They're damned if they do and damned if they don't. They have to go for it. So the good news is, at least now we can see what they're up to so we can make better choices, Mark.
Okay, and I would agree with all of that, David. I think the important thing, too, is to remember that we're told, do not be deceived. That's probably foremost in places like Matthew 24 and some of the prophecies that we have that are right now about as obvious as they can possibly get. And the deception, too, is huge, and it's growing. We have, the AI chatbots that are woke and lying to people. I heard a great terminology this morning. It's not ChatGPT. It should be ChatLGBT. But in any case, we have that. We have the World War III front. We'll talk about all of these things. The so-called insurrection that turns out to have been a peaceful protest that was put down by the communists that have in fact overthrown the country and are now consolidating power. We have so many other things that are going on. I guess what I would like to do is start with one that it would be funny if it wasn't so tragic. It harkens back for several years, but to some extent, as true it is that we've got many other things that are more important in terms of killing a lot of people, this is something that set it off. And if you go back and look at the Clinton dead list from the years where Bill and Hillary were literally offing anybody who dared to oppose them, and the list got up to, I've lost track, 60, 70, 80, and there have been more and more. But there was another one came out this week that if there's anything that really just says, hey, haven't we seen this before? It's deja vu all over again. Mark Middleton, special advisor to Bill Clinton from Little Rock, Arkansas, was found dead. Turns out he actually allegedly offed himself months ago. At the age of 59, last May. Now, here is the part about this that boggles the mind and really fits with everything else we're seeing. The guy, or so we're told by the shills that constitute the sheriff's department in a place not too far from Little Rock, Arkansas, Perryville Farm. Get this. The guy allegedly committed suicide by shooting himself in the chest with a shotgun. Blew his chest apart. Then, I guess we're supposed to believe, then after that, he went and hid the shotgun because he never could find the weapon. Unlike Vince Foster, who after he was dead, at least one of the two guns that was used to kill him, it was levitated and along with his body. Well, this guy then proceeded to tie himself to a tree with an electrical cord and hang himself. So that's what we're supposed to believe. You got to ask it. How stupid do they think people are? And the answer is really, really stupid. This is not news. This is just more of, hey, you bought the last 27 lies. How about this one? Will you swallow this? Go ahead, David.
Well, you know, and I'm looking. I've got a copy of the police report. This happened last May. I'm interested in knowing how this is just now coming into the news.
Oh, I can tell you that.
He was a member of the Clinton White House. He worked for Bill Clinton in 1995. So this is how communism works. We think of communism as another form of government, but it's not a form of government. It's thugs running things, calling themselves government, and if you don't like it, they kill you or they throw you in a gulag. And this is why so many millions of people die under this, quote, form of government, when it's not a form of government. It's absolute dictatorship, it's tyranny, it's despotism. You know, you can label it whatever you want, but it's basically mob rule, as in mafia rule. And so what we're witnessing here is, how many people does it take to be involved in a cover-up at this magnitude? And folks, we're watching it now all over the country. They've covered up a botched election, a stolen election. They've covered up pedophilia, human trafficking. These things have been concealed for so long. And generally speaking, the church has been asleep at the wheel because it hasn't been exposing these things. The Catholic Church is head deep in it, with a pope who is an absolute antichrist. So, you know, we shouldn't be surprised. We should be relieved that finally the truth is coming out, because it does change. It changes the way we look at reality. It changes the way we live our lives. And hopefully it puts a different urgency on what we feel is and isn't important, Mark.
Okay, well, let's talk about some of the other things that I think are urgent and that are important and that people need to be aware of. One that goes right to the heart of the matter. We'll start here. World War III is obviously a big deal, but we had a nuke literally explode over Ohio, and it didn't get much press coverage. Now, the nuke I'm talking about, of course, is the biggest toxin release ever in the history of the United States, or probably all of North America. And what happened was, of course, everybody's heard at least a little bit of the story. The problem is they haven't heard the important part. There was a train derailment, and a lot of vinyl chloride train cars were all over the place. So what did they do? They punctured the train cars. Rather than sucking the poison out and taking it away, and there were actually rail cars available, evidently, to haul this stuff off, or at least other kinds of ways of getting it out of there. But no, that's not what they did. And this isn't stupidity. This goes beyond stupidity. This is not just malice aforethought. This is actual treason, because what they did is they made war on the people there in Ohio and downwind in Pennsylvania and New York and downriver all the way into the Mississippi. They burned it up. They lit it on fire, and they turned a deadly chemical into the most deadly toxin, one of them, on the entire list of things known to man. It's dioxin. The dioxin was then spread in a cloud all over the Ohio River Basin. It's blown now into Pennsylvania, across that up into New York, and it is making its way downriver. It's contaminated the groundwater. This stuff is so deadly that they took an entire town a few years ago. We talked about this part last week, Times Beach, Missouri, and plowed it under, because of how deadly it was. Now, here's what's interesting, right? Trump was in East Palestine this week. I looked and I saw he said some good things. He brought some relief materials. He said correctly, they're lying to you. What he didn't tell them, and I'm sure that the reason is because they would have pillared him, and I don't think he has the chutzpah to come out and tell people the truth, that a lot of you are dead men walking. You're going to have deformed babies. You're going to have cancers. You are literally, you would have been better off if this had been an actual nuke and you were just dealing with radiation sickness, because at least the effects would be more obvious faster. This is going to have genetic implications. Dioxin is incredibly deadly stuff. What I didn't see, David, was even a mention of the word dioxin in any of the remarks that the president made. And that, of course, was at least creditable, because he showed up, unlike those that have been hiding this from the American people. This is probably the most evil thing that I think has been done in any of our lifetimes. Not just burning it, but then hiding the fact that these people have already been killed. Far, far, far too many of them. They know something's horribly wrong. They just don't know how bad it already really is. Go ahead, David.
Well, and on top of, you know, the facts, as you've stated them, we have had a reporter who tried to, I think we mentioned this last week, report the truth on the facts and was arrested. And just this last week, we've had five scientists die in a plane crash. They left an Arkansas airport to head up that way. They were environmental scientists to do a study on the environmental damage. And so, you know, the suspicion, how can we help but be suspicious when there clearly appears to be an attempt to obfuscate the truth about what is actually happening in Ohio. And so, folks, this is what we're dealing with. And so it would be best to prepare for the worst, I think, at this junction. Mark?
Well, and not only prepare for the worst, but just recognize, you know, we've joked about it for years. If their lips are moving, they're lying. But in fact, what they're really doing is far worse even than that. They're not just lying to people. They are deliberately killing people. I don't think there's any way that you can argue that the burning of that material in contravention of every reasonable understanding or even a bit of chemical knowledge that you'd think somebody that was in a position of power and authority like that would have. What can you say? It's kind of like saying, well, I didn't realize that if I enter the codes, the nuke would go off. They are absolutely beyond stupid, beyond criminal conspiracists. This is a level of evil that Americans probably just recoil in horror from. That's part of the problem.
The malevolence that you're distinguishing is a result of the exposure that the globalists have been getting relative to their plan to rule the world from the top. Okay, we have an elite oligarchy of individuals that are wealthy, extremely wealthy, and they've decided, and Bill Gates is right in the middle of this, they've decided they want to rule the world. And so these are the enemies of the people of the world. They're the ones that are behind the Ukraine war. They're the ones that have taken America down from within. So the distinguishing who the real enemy is, who the satanic, demonic, those global megalomaniacs who desire to run the world to the expense of extinguishing just the common folks like us. That's where the real battle is. So when we aim our thoughts and we aim our prayers and we look for who it is we are in this equation, just be aware that your neighbor's not your enemy here. And this is time we reach out and reestablish community amongst our communities and stand against the real enemy of this planet, Mark.
Okay. I think it's interesting. You mentioned this, this latest article. Is it another Ark inside? There are conspiracy theories, says the Newsweek piece, because five people were killed in the crash of a small plane. It was Beechcraft Twin BE-20 that took off, you ready for this, from Little Rock, Arkansas, from the ironically named Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport. So nothing suspicious there. And they weren't heading to the site of the dioxin release in Ohio. They were heading to the site of what looks like a suspicious fire at a metals plant, basically the copper and bronze facility there that burned up this week, too, along with another, you know, kind of a rash of continuing infrastructure fires. They were going to look at that one. The plane has been destroyed. All the passengers and the pilot died, and what do you say to this other than, I guess we're just getting kind of inured to suspicious coincidences that seem to involve some of the same names of various traitors, and that seem to involve people who are going to look at things that Big Brother doesn't want you looking at, but they do want you to drink your Kool-Aid, eat your dioxin, and stay put where we tell you.
As long as they can actively move forward in their agenda without being stopped, then they're gaining ground. So our objective needs to be, we need to come into the fullness of who we are, stand in the truth, and speak truth to what pretends to be power, which is not power at all, but it's a complete fraudulent system that is attempting to take over the planet and dominate our lives. Folks, we're entering into this battle, we need to know who our enemy is. We need to know who we are, and we need to know who our enemy is.
Okay, let's toss out a couple of other things, because we've seen several other really dramatic things this week. You mentioned this idea of the things that are hidden being revealed, and certainly on that score, probably one of the interesting ones for good and for ill was that Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy, and this was evidently as part of a promise kept, which is good news to the House Freedom Caucus, although he didn't exactly do it the way people were hoping for, but at least it's going to a hopefully reliable source, has turned over the surveillance footage, 41,000 hours that had been hidden for well over, well, to almost 2 years or so, actually a little more than that, of surveillance footage of the U.S. Capitol at the so-called insurrection that turns out to have been a false flag with all kinds of insiders, FBI plants, agents provocateurs, you name it. January 6th. And sources have indicated TV producers are working with Carlson. They've been reviewing the footage. They're going to release it. He told Axios there was never any legitimate reason for this footage to remain secret. And the only reason was because Big Brother's minions of Satan who walk in men's shoes didn't want people to see it because they had an agenda, of course. But here is the part that's interesting. Within a few days, we have more tapes being revealed. Now, some of these were already because people knew where to look. And that is of individuals that were killed. And Gateway Pundit did a really long and detailed story about how flashbang grenades were fired into the crowd. One fellow was killed instantly by a flashbang grenade. The videos and the photos, this has been available, show a fellow who was shot through the jaw. I mean, literally, it went through his cheek and into his mouth with a rubber bullet, and he was a mess. And essentially what they were doing was they were provoking this crowd. They were inciting the riot. There's all kinds of suspicious stuff. But now that the video is due to come out, we're going to see things that will, I believe, absolutely shock the American people with the level of perfidy that has been perpetrated upon them.
There's 40,000 hours of videotape that Nancy Pelosi was withholding. She brings together a committee of individuals to investigate the incident on January 6th, but she doesn't divulge any of the emails, the letters between her and President, then President Trump, who asked for increased security on that day. So he has evidence that he did that. So again, if we couple this, decompartmentalize your mind for a second. Couple this reality that they're releasing these videos, which are going to reveal the truth, which are going to reveal that January 6th was not an insurrection, but it was a protest, the crowd of which was commandeered by infiltrators who then took control of the crowd and stormed the Capitol. And that's the truth. We had Black Lives Matter people involved. We had a lot of FBI informants involved. We had a lot of people in that crowd. That truth is going to come out. It can't be stopped. And so that tends to explain why these deep state globalist players have pulled off the gloves and they're going for it. They realize their time is short, so they have to make their move now. And it's all of the things that are coming out about the agenda, the dark, nefarious, malevolent agenda that is causing these guys to become so brazen in what they're up to right now, Mark.
Absolutely. And I think if there's anything here that ought to shock people and kind of wake them up, it's not that we didn't know that they were gang rape on the First Amendment, the right of the people to peaceably assemble and petition their government for a redress of grievances. Well, what are we going to do if they try that? How dare they protest a clearly rigged, absolutely statistically unbelievable election? Well, we'll teach them. We'll kill some with flashbang grenades. We'll kill a girl that's out there protesting. We will literally frame them, put them in the gulag. We will do exactly what the Soviets did, only we're going to be worse because we're not even going to let people know what we've been doing. The Soviets didn't have as good a control of the press. So there's that. But essentially, what we're now seeing is just how absolutely sick, twisted, and evil these people were in that they provoked. And the video will show provocation after provocation after provocation, trying to goad these people into doing something, anything, that they can then use against them and say, ha-ha, we knew that you guys were bad. This is why we want to disarm you. This is why we're killing your kids. And I keep coming back to this concept, David. It's so beyond the pale that most of us that have been paying attention, we just look at it and we recoil. And we say, how much more is it going to take, right? How much more of the things that are hidden have to be revealed before people say, wow, I could never have believed it was this bad. And the answer is no, it's worse. Go ahead.
The love of money, according to what Paul explained in his epistles, is the root of all evil. So we as a people, we've gotten caught up in this worship of mammon. We've gotten caught up in this hierarchical structure that moves a lot of money to the top, and the rest of us tend to worship those in positions in high finance and banking and with a lot of money. But those are the very people that are causing this problem on this planet. They have completely forsaken all of the principles of truth as we find principles of sound money policy, sound money principles that keeps a nation and a world free. And so this love of money, understanding that we're tied together with these people as a result of any love of money we may have in our heart, we have to break away from that. That's true repentance, is when we change our mind relative to this world that loves money and power and position and gain and all of the things that come from the love of money. So here we are now, wrapping up at the very end, where we're watching the results of decades and centuries of people that have been controlling governments from behind the scene, using money as the tool of control. It was Ansar Rothschild said, "Give me control of a nation's currency, and I don't care who makes the law." So long as there is a small group of elitists with control of a private monetary system that can then control politicians and priests and pastors and prophets and people just generally in control on this planet. As long as that system is in place, we will continue down this road to our complete destruction. And just this week, and I'll yield back to Mark, Putin in Russia has distinguished this evil, and he called America out this week on being an anti-Christ nation. And the bottom line about what Putin said is that he was absolutely right. And so, you know, we can learn a lot from our perceived enemies, but if we would just take a look at what Putin really called us out as Americans, what he called out the American government on this week, and we'll be shocked to see that we're on the dark side of this coin, Mark.
It is sad. You're right. It's and I think kind of ironic, to put it mildly, that you have the president of a former openly communist enemy of all things that would once have been called the form of government we were given by the Creator, who is actually now calling out a satanic force for being exactly the kind of evil that he knows his country once was and is trying to claw its way back from. And people shouldn't miss that. But of course, the other thing we don't want to miss is the fact that we literally have blithering idiots, and that's being kind, okay? To call Biden a blithering idiot is kind. I do think he doesn't have much brain power left, but I think he got where he is because he was so incredibly evil that they figured, oh, well, you know, he can't hurt anybody by signing things that he doesn't know at this point. But the man has not sent, you know, they're not talking about Ohio. They're lying to people about a literal nuke having gone off over American soil while he's over in Ukraine and in Poland and in places like that trying to start, a world war has actually started. What he's trying to do is to try to make it go nuclear, as if a dioxin bomb over Ohio wasn't enough already. So Putin is basically saying, you keep crossing our red lines. They put their nuclear missiles on combat readiness. As you pointed out, they have said that you guys aren't obeying the START Treaty. We won't either. And we are closer than most Americans have ever considered to an outright nuclear exchange. And arguably, I guess you could say,
when we get back.
Go ahead.
When we get back on the other side of the break, I would like to break that down even further, because this is such an important topic that you just touched on.
Yeah, it is. And we're gonna have to spend some time talking about any number of things that are associated with, seeing what we see and recognizing what we're recognizing. What do we do about it at this point forward? And I think the thing that really ought to give people pause, if you had a farm in Ohio, if you were off grid in Ohio, and we're the kind of the mindset to maybe say, I can see what's coming, I'll pick a little town, I'll settle there, become more self-sufficient, and then look what happened. We've got a lot more to talk about, folks, but we're at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us. Yes. Now the second segment of the Drive Time Friday show, and we have so much to talk about today, David. So many things that are coming off. Let me let you kick it off this time. Where do you want to go from here?
Well, I would like to start in Ukraine. I would like to distinguish a few things that I don't know how many people are aware, but this is really, really important to this conversation to know and to understand that in 2014, the Obama administration perpetrated a coup d'etat of the Ukrainian government. And inside that, set up a puppet government under the United States, and it was Zelensky is a puppet of that, of a result of that coup d'etat.
You got
now,
it.
Here is Putin in operating in the interest of his people over there. He knows full well what's going on, and yet here we have a misunderstanding by a lot of the American people who this particular chapter is left out of this sequence. But when we throw that chapter in, we begin to understand that Putin is not the aggressor in this conversation. He's the defender. And when all of this money is being sent over to the Ukraine in the name of defending Ukraine from Russian aggression, it's all a lie. All of this money is being sent over to Ukraine, and you know, thank God, this week we have several of representatives. We have Jim Jordan, Nancy Mace, Andy Biggs, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, and Anna Paula Luna have demanded an accounting of the $113 billion that has been sent over to Ukraine, because it's like throwing money into a black hole. We don't know where that money's going. So this is happening this week. Is the chairman of the House Oversight Committee has demanded an accounting for this money. Now, we need to understand that Ukraine, that what is happening in Ukraine, what we know is that we've got some unhinged psychopaths supporting Ukraine against Putin. Putin has all but threatened, no, he has threatened a defensive, which would mean offensive, nuclear attack if these people continue to do what they're doing. Now, the really scary scenario in all this is that, again, we're dealing with unhinged psychopaths that have nothing to lose and everything to gain by prompting or provoking a nuclear first strike by Mr. Putin and blaming him for it. And so, you know, the deception shall be so great that even the very elect of God could be deceived if it was possible. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to open our eyes and realize a deeper understanding of what is transpiring on this planet. The American government has been infiltrated from within and has become the very evil it was established to prevent. And it has become an evil on the planet, and it's not even Biden, Biden's a puppet. Whoever is pulling the strings of this administration, those are the enemies of mankind, and America has been chosen to push that agenda onto the rest of the world, Mark.
Okay, let's talk about some related things, okay? Most of us, I think, will look at the situation and go, If the Biden regime and the communist Chinese puppet masters that are pulling his strings and the deep state and the Soros of the world, if they are absolutely dead set on trying to provoke World War III, if these are the same people that managed to coordinate the biggest bioweapon release in the history of the planet and are literally moving towards the mark of the beast and all of these kind of things, well, I guess you could put it this way, David, who can make war with that beast? That certainly is a formidable opponent. And people I know understand the answer. It's the answer I've been talking about as long as I've been doing radio on this station, and that is come out of my people. Don't participate. But the thing that I think of late really ought to be raising some eyebrows, not that we haven't seen it coming, is the coordination of so many attacks on so many fronts. Okay, we've talked about the big ones, the dioxin release, and they're not even using the word dioxin again. We had the continued attack on the infrastructure. Now, the five people that went down in the crash of that King Air right outside of Bill and Hillary Airport in Arkansas. By the way, those kinds of planes are incredibly safe. That Super King Air has a very, very good, reputation for reliability and safety. Imagine, isn't this just a little bit suspicious? Oh, no, nothing to see here. Move along, move along. My point is, those of us that are saying, okay, what can I do as an individual, and how can I come out and so forth, if they can literally, light off a train and spread dioxin over thousands of square miles and kill everybody underneath of there, well, then what? Well, obviously, we need to have a level of protection that is something greater than Bill and Hillary and the deep state and the Soros crowd can bring to bear against us. And we need to be aware, too, of the fact that there are going to be more of these kind of things. That's exactly what the prophetic word tells us. Be watchful for the levels of attempted murder that they are going to pursue from here on out. The power grid, obviously vulnerable. Don't expose yourself to when the power grid goes down. And I'm saying when at this point, not if, because they're moving on it. We've seen what's happening with food, with eggs. People that have at least some backyard chickens are way ahead of what is intended to come. Now, bear in mind, they're going to come and they're going to try to kill your chickens. We've already seen it. That's what the bird flu crap is about. They're going to try to kill people's cattle and goats and you name it. And that, too, that is disgusting, and we need to be aware of it. Be watchful, praying for one another, and be thinking ahead, understanding the kind of things that they're going to deploy. And the bottom line is, no matter how evil you think it might be, and you say, oh, they wouldn't ever do that, would they? The answer is, oh, yeah. You can bet they will. Go ahead.
Pestilence and famine always travel with war. The idea that famine is not an idea. We're witnessing a systematic destruction of production plants, a systematic destruction of farm land. We're in the precursor now, watching a plan unfolding to subjugate us, the American people, and possibly yeah, I'm going to say it, the people of the world, to a famine, because hungry people are easier to control. Now, we needn't fear. We're supposed to be walking in love and perfect communion with our Father and the Holy Spirit within us. If we can walk in that, and to the degree that we walk in that and trust in our Father to provide for us, and then, of course, we have to be wise and operate in the truth in preparation for what's coming. The biggest threat to their agenda is the truth. The truth is ultimately what exposes the agenda. It exposes the narrative, the propaganda. So the more of us standing on the side of truth, the less opportunity it is for them to deceive us. So as Mark often cites, be not deceived. So as we awaken into the reality of what is, and begin to withdraw our dependence on a past way of life that we've been familiar with, and because we've got to let go and come out of our denial and realize that we are in the third world war. We're already in that war, and right now it's an information war. And so the best thing we could be doing is spreading information like we are on this show. Get the information out and show people. And go ahead and endure the mocking and scoffing that you get, the gaslighting that you get, because they'll ultimately remember who told them the truth. And I think at this junction, our best asset is telling the truth and preparation for the third world war that appears from the perspective within we're operating, that there's no avoiding the destruction that is about to befall this country. Mark.
All right. You know, as I'm sitting here listening, David, I am moved to talk about something I didn't have on my list this morning, but I think it's vital for us to at least think about these kinds of things. Over the last few days, yet again, I participate in some online forums and obviously have an online ministry, I guess you'd call it, and so forth. One of the things that tends to come up that I am a big proponent of is that Yahushua HaMashiach, his real name, the real guy, not the one who did away with the law and nailed it to the cross, never changed his word. He said he wasn't going to change the tiniest part, not one yod or tittle, so forth and so on. I think every regular listener at least knows that, even if they don't necessarily understand how deep that particular lie goes to. But certainly one of the things that a lot of people who begin to return to a concept of, hey, what did he really write and what didn't he do away with? Well, one of those things is what's food and what's not food. And I can't help but think when you see the effects on the immune system of the Chinese Fauci bioweapon and all of the things that have been done to destroy people's immune systems, then you recognize, what does dioxin do? Dioxin literally goes in and it shreds the cells that make up things like the immune system. As a result, whether it's the poison poke or the dioxin releases, we're going to see huge increases in things like cancers and other killers. In other words, cell destruction and things that could be avoided. Now, what does the scripture say about it? I encourage folks, if you haven't thought about this, pull out your Bible, turn to Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 61, because that is a list of the very famous curses in scripture for rebellion to him. But this one, I've mentioned it before, but it ought to leap off the page at us today as we look at dioxin releases and people that are being chemically poisoned and all of the things that are intended to kill so many people. This is Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh himself speaking through Moses, and he says, look, here's what's going to happen if you walk in rebellion. All of these curses will come upon you. Moreover, verse 60 in chapter 28, he will bring back on you all of the diseases of Egypt of which you were afraid. Did they have dioxin in Egypt? Well, they had other kinds of plagues. They had famine. They had various things that certainly caused a lot of problems. Anyway, he'll bring back those things, and they will cling to you, kind of like dioxin clings to the soil and the water and into people that absorb it. You shall, and also, now here's the part where I think people need to pay attention and ask yourself, gee, is he talking specifically about something we're seeing right now? Also, every sickness and every plague, which is not, emphasize that, is not even written in this book of the Torah, will Yahuwah bring upon you until you are destroyed. You'll be left few in number, whereas once upon a time, you were like the stars of heaven for multitude. Why? Listen, because you would not obey the voice of Yahuwah Eloheka. And that is precisely what we're seeing. And I get online and I get angry at these people that say, oh, that was all done away with. Jesus nailed to the cross. Here, the day that he died on the cross, men's bodies changed. Now you can eat pork. You can eat things that are abominations. See? Look at Peter's dream. Well, read the whole story of Peter's dream in Acts 10. You'll see he tells you. It's got nothing to do with pigs and shellfish. It's got to do with men that he has cleansed. But he didn't change the bodies of pigs at the cross, nor did he change men's bodies so that they could suddenly digest crap that isn't food. And why is this important? Well, because if people can't stop World War III, and they can't stop nuclear fallout, and they can't stop Big Brother and his evil minions of Satan from sprinkling poison on them and trying to kill their kids, they can at least say, you know what, I can do what I can to walk in obedience so that he can protect me from things he's warned me about. All right, enough from me. Go ahead, David.
Well, you know, we're survivors. The fact that you and I are talking on this radio, the fact that there's people listening to us, we are survivors of past world wars and past pestilences and past famines. So just the fact that we're here is evidence of that. Our families, our progenitors, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, no matter where we came from in the world, have suffered through very hard times. And it's like when, you know, before Noah, it's my understanding that it had never rained, and so everybody was mocking Noah because he was preparing for a flood. Well, you know, it's no different today. What we're talking about is a scary thing for one to surrender to coming out of denial and coming into the reality that we really are getting ready to go through something horrible. And, you know, as we watch at the highest political level, we watch insanity prevail, knowing that it is in their best interest to have a world war, to cover their tracks. And on top of the world war that we're already having, the information control world war, I'm talking about destruction. So the evidence is in. We're watching it happen. We have the truth on our side. The truth, if you think, okay, God is truth, God is love, God is light, God is spirit, God, our Father, Yah, is the way, the truth, and the life manifested through Yeshua HaMashiach. Truth is what the gospel is ultimately about. And so if we're walking in a desire to know the truth, then we will come into it. And at whatever cost, you know, our objective, our job as the light of the world and the salt of the earth, those of us that follow the Messiah, to the degree that we've been negligent in performing the ambassadorship that has been bestowed upon us, is the degree that we're really bringing the wrath of our Father upon us. So we have a role in the unfolding of the events of today. So, you know, always, as John and Yeshua talked about in the very first thing we need to do is repent. And inside this repent, it means change the way you think, change the way you view the world, reconsider everything you thought was true, and get into Scripture and find out what really is there. And so the good news and the bad news is our dependence on the world is being taken away from. It's being stripped away, which brings us to the place where we actually find ourselves in a position of, well, are you going to commit suicide, or are you going to turn your heart to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the one who can save us? And so that's the amazing place where we are in history, is knowing that, you know, we've run out of options, and really our best option is to stand on the truth, Mark. And so thanks for always telling the truth.
Well, thank you. And I agree with everything you said, David. And as you were talking, I couldn't help but remember again, John 10:10. It's not about, oh, well, you know, even if I eat pork, and even if I walk in rebellion to him, and even if I teach people to do things that are going to kill them and kill their kids, well, hey, you know, I got to baptize. I said my get out of hell free prayer, and I'll go somewhere good when I die. As opposed to what Yeshua himself said in John 10:10, I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. And they miss the point that there are blessings for walking in obedience. And that cannot be overemphasized, because he emphasizes it and emphasizes it and emphasizes it, and then tells us that's part of the reason why he came, so that we might have life. It's all about choose life. And we have people that are choosing death and say, I don't give a damn what he says. I'm going to walk in rebellion. And he says it this way. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things I say? And you'd think the answer would be obvious, but it's not. Let me throw out one more story that has come out this week. This is another one of those things that I'll admit it, David, it sticks in my craw, because people are ignorant. And it's killing them. And, of course, Hosea 4:6 says that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. But that's not all. They rejected knowledge. It's not like he didn't write it down for us. It's not like we can't see the truth. It's out there. But people are literally drinking the Kool-Aid, eating the dioxin, the pig sandwiches, and you name it. Here is another one. Now, this bugs me, because we had an election rig that was so transparently obvious that anybody that had a little bit of high school statistics, even, should be able to see what a Six Sigma event looks like. In other words, something that cannot happen without a causal element involved. In other words, if you get out and you get a coin and you flip heads 37 times in a row, you go, huh, that doesn't seem statistically likely. What's the obvious conclusion? You got a rigged coin. It's got two heads on it. Or something equally obvious to those that have any understanding of math. Well, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. They're proud of it. We have this. This is from Ed Dowd, and he and some other folks launched Pentacle Technologies. Now, this is a pretty sharp fella. He's been talking about and writing about the serious adverse events and spike in deaths that track what happened post-Zyklon B, post-vaccine. Essentially, they produce comprehensive reports, says the story from Zero Hedge and others, on pandemic-related disabilities and excess deaths using official data. What they see is that after the rollout of the mRNA-based COVID-19 not vax, the rise in deaths and SAEs closely tracks exactly the timing and the delay that you'd expect after the rollout. they found the rise in disability rates post 2 February 2021 correlates closely with the rollout of the vaccination schedule. And of course, you had the boosters that boosted the deaths and so forth. And all of this, as they show, is clearly an abnormal occurrence with high level of statistical significance. See, people that have been dumbed down don't understand. What they're saying is this doesn't happen naturally. This happens because something made it happen. You don't just have incredible increases in the number of people who die suddenly, unexpectedly, and say, whoa, what could it possibly be? And this is where we are. So essentially, and they're saying even with that, the data is underreported for other reasons. David, if people will look, if they will use the brains that God gave them to analyze stuff, then they won't be deceived. And at least for the time being, we know it's going to get worse and worse because people aren't fighting back. We can do things that will allow us to live in spite of the attempts that are ever so in your face now to kill as many people as they possibly can. You're right. It's coming to a head. And we're coming to the end. Go ahead. Let's wrap things up.
Well, I'd like to make a really important distinction. You know, there's a difference between a needing to be right and a desire to know the truth. The need to be right is a motive that occupies a lot of religious people. They go to their church and they're convinced they're going to the right church and they're convinced they have the right doctrine and they're operating from a place of I'm right and you're wrong and the Bible says it and that settles it, and so they walk away thinking that they're righteous. And this attitude of, well, you know, my interpretation of Scripture is better than your interpretation of Scripture, this thing has dogged us for centuries. There's one way, one Lord, one truth, one baptism, one Father, one. All right? Not two. So we need to be distinguishing the place where, I'll use myself as an example. Where is my perception of truth getting in the way of what is actually true? I was born and raised inside the Christian religion. I moved through the different churches, and every new church that I would go to looking for truth told me that everyone else was wrong. So as a result, I kept looking, and finally I had to go into the Scripture and say, Father, help me see what is true and what is not. And see, that boiled over into politics and economics and this whole big picture of law and order and all of this, and there is order in the universe in the truth. And our Father is all about order. He loved order. He sent Yeshua to express truth, to call out the lies and the deception of the Sanhedrin and the people of the world that were running things into the ground. It's no different today.
Yep.
The truth is what will set us free. The law is what will set us free. Law and order is ultimately what brings destruction to chaos. Benjamin Franklin said, rebellion to tyranny is obedience to God. So truth and order, we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. We are the ones that have to bring truth to the lie and stand in that truth and just let the chips fall where they will. And that's all that can be expected of us. Everybody has been given a gift, a talent, an ability to express what our Father is in our lives. And so to the degree that we walk in that spirit and to the degree that we adhere to our love of truth and our desire for order and law, that is the degree that we'll be successful in this thing, this new hand that's being dealt to us, which is an attempt by the dark side to take over planet Earth. Mark?
Amen. And I like to point out that there is no contradiction in his word. He's consistent. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. From Bereshit or from Genesis to maps, he tells a consistent story. And if we're seeing something that seems to say differently, guess who's wrong? Now, with that, we're out of time. Thanks for being with us. Thanks again, David. Shabbat shalom.